From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A key aide to U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the White House is considering all of the options it has to blunt a court ruling freezing the president's order to ban travel from seven countries and block refugees from entering the United States. Michael Bowman takes a look.
White House advisor Stephen Miller told ABC's This Week program that the president expects to prevail.
There is no constitutional right for a citizen in a foreign country who has no status in America to demand entry into our country. And the bottom line is the president's powers in this area represent the apex of executive authority.
The White House could continue to defend the travel ban, but the president has already hinted his team may write a new one tailored to withstand legal challenges. Michael Bowman, Washington.
Turkish troops and Syrian rebels pushed their way Sunday into the heart of the town of Al-Bab, an Islamic State bastion. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the forces would soon take control of the entire town in northern Syria. Military sources say al-Shabaab militants overran two small military camps outside Mogadishu in a dawn attack Sunday. Residents in the village of Tesili and Warmahan say the militants attacked two camps simultaneously. Military sources estimated that about 40 to 50 government soldiers were stationed in each of the two camps. A U.S. official says the United States, Japan, and South Korea have requested an urgent meeting of the United Nations Security Council to deal with North Korea's Sunday launch of a ballistic missile. The official says that the U.S. anticipates the meeting taking place Monday afternoon. This is VOA News. Officials in California have ordered the evacuation of an area around the town of Oroville. They say a spillway for the nation's tallest dam is severely eroded and warn of a hazardous situation developing. The situation, they emphasize that the dam itself is not in danger. Thousands of people in downstream areas have been ordered to leave their homes right away. People in Switzerland voted Sunday to make it easier for third-generation foreigners to gain Swiss citizenship. About 25,000 young people will now be eligible to get fast-track status towards citizenship. Singer Al Jarreau died Sunday at the age of 76. Jarreau died at a Los Angeles hospital just days after announcing his retirement. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier has been chosen by a special assembly to become the nation's new president. Mr. Steinmeier had the backing of Chancellor Angela Merkel. He will take over the post of head of state in March. A White House official says the United States and Canada have agreed to form a task force on advancing the role of women in business. President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau plan to participate Monday in a roundtable discussion about women in the workplace. The president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, is involved in recruiting participants and setting the agenda for the meeting. At the British Academy Film Awards Sunday, the musical La La Land took five prizes, including Best Picture. Major BAFTA awards also went to I, Daniel Blake, Lion, and Manchester by the Sea. The 59th Grammy Awards are being given out at this hour. David Bowie's final album, released just days after he died of cancer last year, earned him three Grammy Awards, while Beyoncé and Adele also picked up early awards. Cage the Elephant won for Best Rock Album. Afghan troops, backed by American air support, launched a major offensive against Islamic State bases in Nangarhar province Sunday. A military spokesman says security forces are clearing Khat and Haska districts of IS militants before extending the effort beyond those two. The United Nations said Sunday that last week's U.S. airstrikes in southern Afghanistan could have killed at least 18 civilians. The U.N. assistance mission in Afghanistan says the strikes targeted insurgent positions on Thursday and Friday in Sangin in Helmand province. More than 70,000 Greeks evacuated their homes in the country's second biggest city of Thessaloniki on Sunday. That was to allow experts to defuse a World War II bomb that the British dropped in 1943. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.